It's 11 trivia questions on witches from movies, written by Marissa Cuthbertson in New York. This is Trivia with Buds. What it be, and welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Thanks for checking out my show. Lots of pop culture news in the world today. This thing I just saw, it's a new Monopoly game called Ms. Monopoly. And I'm going to read you this quick story. Hasbro just released a new classic version of its classic Monopoly game, which places women at the center of the action and pays them more than the male players. Ms. Monopoly, as the new game is called, aims to celebrate women trailblazers. And while Mr. Monopoly is a real estate mogul, Ms. Monopoly, who is apparently Mr. Monopoly's niece, is an advocate whose mission is to invest in female entrepreneurs, according to Hasbro's release statement. And one of the perks of this game is when women pass go, you get more money than men. So that's kind of a fun thing. I saw that Monopoly did this. They kind of like, I feel like they look at what's in the news and they're like, how do we make a game? How do we change Monopoly? Well, all we got is Monopoly, okay? How do we change it so people buy it again? And they've done this a million times. They did like a millennial Monopoly where you could like, like breeze through certain things. It was kind of like a dig on millennials and a bunch of other different versions of this game. But I thought this one sounded the most interesting. This sounds like a fun one I would actually want to play with some female friends and family members. So I just wanted to share that story. Showed up on my my homepage this week. Do people still have homepages when you go to like Google and stuff? I still have one. I think it's Yahoo's. And that's where I get some of my news from. I'm like my mom. My mom will be like, hey, did you see this on Yahoo News? And now I'm doing that. So here we are. The world of pop culture is booming, and there's lots of cool stuff going on. Disney Plus is coming out next month, guys, 2 months away, November 12th, right after my birthday and my kid's birthday. We paid for the 3 years up front. I think that deal might be over. I think it ended on Labor Day. But if you signed up for a D23 free account on their website, you got access to this deal that was available for people who went to D23 this year, and it was $141, and you get it for 3 years. It's like your card will not be charged again until, you know, November 2022. I was like, sounds great, because I'll forget about that for sure. But with all the cool stuff that's on Disney Plus, we're really excited about it. At my house, especially with the kids and one on the way, and all kinds of, just eyes and ears wanting Disney, Marvel, Star Wars stuff, including my own. So we're excited about that. Today's episode is written by Marissa Cuthbertson. She's been writing some great quizzes lately for the show. She lives in New York. She's a big fan of The Twilight Zone. And she wrote a 11-question quiz on movies about witches. So if you like Hocus Pocus and things, you'll probably dig this episode. So get ready for that in just a second. If you like trivia and you want to win money playing real trivia every day, real money, real trivia, go to skillyworld.com and see this new app that my friend Brian created, and he's up in Canada, and you can check it out, Skilly, S-K-I-L-L-I, world.com. They do different games every day. All the questions are true-false, so it's 50-50 on every question, and if you make it to the end, you win some cash, so go check out that app. It's skillyworld.com, and you can find it on the App Store and the Google Play Store, and it's linked in my show notes. All right, we're going to jump into today's episode on witches and movies about them. Here we go. Here we go with movies about witches. Number one, The Witches is based on a children's book by who? Who wrote a book called The Witches that turned into a movie? Number one. Question number two, what movie about a search for a witch kicked off the found footage genre in the world of film? Number two, what movie about a search for a witch kicked off the found footage genre? Number three, this movie is based on a play by Arthur Miller about the Salem witch trials. What is the name of that movie? This movie is based on a play by Arthur Miller about the Salem witch trials. Number three. Question number four, what movie sees four girls performing the rites of Manon MANON, The Rites of Manon. What movie sees four girls performing The Rites of Manon? Question number five, the Sanderson sisters are resurrected in what Disney movie? Number five, the Sanderson sisters are resurrected in what Disney movie? Number six, in Practical Magic, what does Nicole Kidman's character Jillian poison her boyfriend with? Number six, what does she use to poison her boyfriend, that Nicole Kidman character Jillian, in the movie Practical Magic? Number six. Number seven, who is the father of Rosemary's Baby? Number seven, who is the father of Rosemary's Baby? Number seven. Question number eight, what century was Witch set in? This was that crazy movie a couple years back. Witch, it's like a big double V to form a W, if you remember the title. What century was Witch set in? Was it the 17th, 18th, or 19th century? What century was Witch set in? 17th, 18th, or 19th? Question number nine, what actor is the leading man in The Witches of Eastwick? What actor is the leading man in The Witches of Eastwick? Question number 10, how old are you when you receive your letter from Hogwarts? How old are you when you receive your letter from Hogwarts? These are great questions. Thanks, Marissa. Number 10. And question number 11, who plays the White Witch in The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe? Number 11, who plays the White Witch in The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe? Marissa's got two bonus questions on here, so I'll include those as well. Number 12, in Bedknobs and Broomsticks, what is enchanted to travel? In the movie Bedknobs and Broomsticks, what is enchanted so that the group can travel? Number 12. And number 13, what cult classic sees Tim Curry as the Grand Wizard? Number 13, what cult classic sees Tim Curry as the Grand Wizard? And there's a super bonus question. Number 14, what is Elvira's real name? Mistress of the Night, Elvira, what is her real name? That would be like a two-point question if you got that one. Great questions on movies about witches. We'll be right back in a second with the answers. Back with the answers to Movies About Witches by Marissa. Let's see how many of these you got right out of 14 possible questions. Number one, The Witches is based on a book by who? That was Roald Dahl. He wrote a lot of stuff like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, BFG, etc. Roald Dahl. He's somebody I always get the name wrong when I go to spell it. Number two, what movie about a search for a witch kicked off the found footage genre? That would be The Blair Witch Project. I remember seeing that back in the day and being pretty spooked, especially by the ending. And I actually am one of the rare people who kind of like Blair Witch 2 Book of Shadows. It's not obviously a found footage kind of movie. It's just like a straight up regular horror movie, but there's some cool stuff in there. And I remember the soundtrack being really good. Had some Marilyn Manson on it and stuff. Blair Witch Project. Number three, this movie is based on a play by Arthur Miller about the Salem witch trials. That would be The Crucible. The Crucible. Number four, what movie sees four girls performing the rites of Manon? That would be The Craft, starring a girl who was in Empire Records, and her name escapes me right now for some reason. She's the one who shaves her head in Empire Records, and she went to my high school, and I've said it before, but I cannot think of her name now that I've mentioned it. Look her up. She's in The Craft. She was in the movie End of Days, and she was on the show The Mentalist. Robin Tunney, that's her name. All I had to say was Mentalist. What a great show. Number four was The Craft. Number five, the Sanderson sisters are resurrected in the Disney movie Hocus Pocus. My wife just came in today. She goes, do you think Annabelle's old enough to watch Hocus Pocus? And I think we had her watch it last year, and she was like, nope, turn it off. Like, she's too scared. She gets very scared about things like that. So I don't know if she's old enough yet, but we'll see if she wants to watch Hocus Pocus this year. That was the answer there. Number five. Number six, in Practical Magic, what does Nicole Kidman's character Jillian poison her boyfriend with? The answer is belladonna. which I didn't know was a thing. If you are familiar with witchcraft and know what Belladonna is, or how I could explain it easier without having to Google search it, send me a message and let me know what Belladonna is. Is it a flower, like a poisonous flower? That would be my guess. Number 7, who was the father of Rosemary's Baby? That was good old Satan. You know Satan, you've heard of him. He's invaded your life at some point, right? Rosemary's Baby, Satan, number 7. Number 8, what century was Witch set in? 17th, 18th, or 19th? That would be the 17th century. I did not see this movie. As I get older, I don't like being real spooked. And this one looked pretty damn scary, so I have not seen it yet. At some point, maybe, but maybe not. Number 9, what actor is the leading man in The Witches of Eastwick? That would be Jack Nicholson. Jack Nicholson. I kind of remember that movie, but I don't know anything about it. I remember the cover, I believe, at the video store. And number 10, how old are you when you receive your letter from Hogwarts? And if a quick Google search tells you, it's 11 to 12 years old. First years are typically 11 to 12 years of age and begin the year by boarding the Hogwarts Express at exactly 11 a.m. on the 1st of September from King's Cross Station to Hogwarts. So there you go. You could have put 11 or 12, I guess, on that one. And number 11, who plays the White Witch in The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe? That would be Tilda Swinton. Tilda Swinton. Number 12, in Bedknobs and Broomsticks, who's the enchanted, or what is enchanted, in order for them to travel? That would be a brass bed. They all hop on a bed and it floats away into animated land and things. And number 13, what cult classic sees Tim Curry as the Grand Wizard? That would be The Worst Witch. The Worst Witch. Your bonus question, what is Elvira's real name? Her name is Cassandra Peterson. That would be like a 2-point bonus question if you were able to figure that one out. Pretty tough, unless you're a big Elvira fan. And those are all the answers for today's quiz. Thank you, Marissa, for writing those questions. It's time for the question of the day, brought to you by Funky Monkey Designs of San Dimas, California. Go check out all their work at fmdesignsinc.com. Get yourself a nice custom hat made. Maybe you just need one of something. Maybe you don't need a whole big batch. Just go hit them up. Say, hey, I'm looking for this very specific kind of design. What can you do? And they will help you out. Tell them Buds sent you. fmdesignsinc.com. Your question of the day is, what band had the hit song Witchy Woman? What band had the hit song Witchy Woman? Tweet me your answer at RyanBuds or email RyanBuds@gmail.com to be eligible for a prize. Yesterday's question of the day answer was the 1990s for the year the sitcom Becker with Ted Danson premiered. Your trivia team name of the day is the Count of Monte Cristo. The Count of Monte Cristo, which combines a popular book and a popular cooking fat. So enjoy that. Use it next time. You need a good team name. That's it for today, guys. Thank you so much for listening to the show. Thanks for telling a friend about the show. And we'll see you tomorrow for more trivia with me. Cheers.